Hello, hello, hello. This is Kyle Williams, and this message is brought to you by Dunright Home Improvements. We specialize in roofing, gutters, paint, and drywall. Today I want to talk to you about customer interactions and communication. You should always keep a line of communication between you and your customers. Your customers should never call you before you reach back out to them. If they do, you're not communicating with them properly. You want to make sure that all their concerns are addressed. Now, sometimes you do have some customers that have, you know, more concerns than others, or they're, you know, uneasy about the whole process, you know, until it's complete. You just sometimes you have something like that. But it's just your job to reassure them and try to answer all their questions to the best of your abilities. If you don't have an answer for them, find an answer for them. Make sure the answer is a truthful answer too, because honesty, it's better to be honest and tell them that you're not sure about something, you know, than to lie to them and not be sure, and later on it come back and bite you in the butt. But customers, they basically want to be reassured that they're going to have a quality job done for the money that they're paying. Most people, they say they want the best price. But what does the best price, you know, include? What does it involve? To me, the best price is good quality work at a fair price. Now, some people, they just look for the price as in the best price, as far as if I'm quoting you $1,000 and someone else quotes you $500. Well, my question would be, why is one person quoting me $1,000 and another quoting me $500? You know, because I might feel like that, I might feel like this one is a little high, but then I also want to know, what is this other person leaving out that the other one might take care of? That's something you got to look for also, because, you know, doing a cheaper price, it could reflect the quality of the work also. And then the one with the higher, you know, bid or estimate could be just, you know, price gouging also. So it's kind of, you know, it's always good to get at least three estimates. But be sure that price is not the only thing you're looking for when you look for an estimate. Because I can tell you all day I'm going to do this, this, and this, but if it's not in my estimate and I'm showing half the price of what the other guys are showing, then there's probably a reason for it. Most contractors don't carry workers' comp. We do. Having workers' comp is really good. It's a benefit for the workers and also a big benefit for the homeowners. Homeowners, a lot of times they'll feel like, you know, well, why do they need workers' comp? Well, if they don't have workers' comp and they're at your property performing work and they fall and break their back, they can sue you. If they got workers' comp, the company has workers' comp that they work for, then that covers them. Then they don't come after you. They, you know, go after the workers' comp. But that's really important when you're looking for a contractor. Make sure they have workers' comp and liability insurance. That's something that we do carry, you know, in the event of something like that happening. But just be careful for contractors. Make sure you're covered. Make sure your workers are covered. Don't go out there and, you know, they fall and break their neck or their back and they have to go out to the homeowner to cover their injuries. That's not the proper way of doing business. You want to make sure they're covered in case they have to, you know, take a leave of work, or if they might not ever be able to work again in that same field. But you want to make sure that they're covered, their labor is covered, they're paid, you know, the workers comp. And homeowners, make sure you find a good, reputable company that has workers' comp insurance. This is something that is very important. and look at your reviews. Just like when you're shopping for Christmas presents or electronics or something online, look at the reviews that customers are leaving for that service or for that company. Because if you go and hire a company or call them for an estimate just because they're a roofing company or they're a carpet installation company, and you haven't looked at any reviews, it's kind of like you're taking a shot in the dark. You can't see your target, but you're just shooting all around it. And, you know, you might get somebody out there that doesn't have a clue of what they're doing, or they just want to come out and do a quick job and get paid, and they might not even finish the job or come back to finish the job if they have to stop it. Just look for those things. Look for your views. In most cases, you need to get references if you never heard of the company, never dealt with them. Find out, get them to tell you a little bit about the company. Find out how long they've been in business. Find out where the home office is. Take a ride to the office and speak with someone inside the office. Just make sure you're covering all your tracks. If you don't have time to do all this stuff, find somebody that can do it for you. You know, take a ride to that. Find out where the home office is. If it's, you know, local, take a ride to the office. Sit down in the office. Talk with the people in the office. You know, see how they run their business. How long they've been in business. Do they have a business license? All this stuff. This is the end of my session for tonight. Again, this is a message brought to you by Done-Right Home Improvements out of Hapeville, Georgia. Been in business for 26 years. If you need any roofing, gutters, paint, drywall, we take care of that for you. Give us a call, 678-825-7493. Thank you.